Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Humble my dear brothers, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us tawfiq to read our sir salat wa jamaat and has gathered us here for a little while to worry and concern for his deen. My dear brothers, these are very mubarak times, a special time in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are from ulama ikram, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said some to effect, a person will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a little while after Fajr salat. And a little while after Arsa Salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of his interests. Allah ta'ala will take care of his needs and his requirement. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says some to effect, do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will see to your interests, my dear brothers. If you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember us. If you remember Allah ta'ala in a gathering, Allah Ta'ala in return remembers in a gathering more nobler than this, that is a gathering of malaika. And if a person just walked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala look at his expectation, Allah Ta'ala run to him. So my dear brothers, how grateful and shukr we have to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala bless us with iman. Allah Pak keep us on iman. Allah Pak make our khatam on iman, our ending be with iman. And Allah Ta'ala raise us on the day of Qiyamah with complete and perfect iman. That is what ulama says, the greatest gift after iman is a person living this world with iman. The gift of this kalima la ilaha illallah, a person living this world, at the time of death he leaves this world with iman, he's achieved a very great success, eternal success, everlasting success. Where the person, he may have everything of this world, but at the time of death he left this world without iman, then he will be unsuccessful in the qabr, and he'll be unsuccessful in the everlasting life of the akhirah forever and ever, my dear brothers. That is why the criteria of success is not wealth. If wealth was the criteria of success, then Karun would have become successful. If Allah Ta'ala has kept success, the criteria of success in kingdom, then Fir'aun would have become successful. If the criteria of success was on strength, then the people of Ad would have become successful. If Allah Ta'ala has kept the criteria of success in business, then the people of Shuaib alayhi salatu would have become successful. And if Allah has kept criteria of success in numbers, then the nation of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam would have become successful. But Allah Ta'ala has not kept success in this. Qarun, with all his wealth, he has become unsuccessful because he did not leave this world with kalima la ilaha illallah. The people, Fir'aun would have become successful if he had only read this kalima la ilaha illallah. But because he did not recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is his khaliq, who is his malik, who is his razik, who is the one who alone who is doing everything, who controls everything, who controls success and failure, who do not bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala do not make Fir'aun become successful. The nation of Ad were a very strong nation, but the da'wat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam gave, the nation of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was on numbers. But because they put yaqeen in their numbers, Allah Ta'ala do not make the nation of Nuh alayhi salam become successful because they do not recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each nation, Allah Ta'ala mentioned these things in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala mentioned why they had this incorrect yaqeen. Different nation had different nation, they had different belief. This was a form of success. The nation of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, they thought that success was in desires, in fulfilling their desires, that this was the criteria of their success. But Allah Ta'ala sent a Nabi to give them da'wat of La ilaha illallah. Recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come out from the worship which you are worshipping on, and put your worship in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will become successful. So Allah Ta'ala do not make the nation of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam become successful. Likewise, the people of Sabah, Allah Ta'ala gave them huge orchards, but when the time to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, they did not recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They broke the command of Allah. Allah Ta'ala blessed them in the orchard. Just going from one side to the other side, the basket will become full, my dear brothers. But the criteria was to recognize La ilaha illallah, that Allah alone is doing everything. Allah Ta'ala alone controls everything. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives success. Allah Ta'ala alone give failure. Allah Ta'ala alone give respect. Allah Ta'ala alone give disgrace. Where we see is happening is not happening from there. It is happening from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where we see harm is coming, Harm is not coming from there. Harm is coming only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, my dear brothers, the kalima starts with la, negation, total negation. Negate the things of creation is doing. That Allah alone is doing everything. That Allah ta'ala alone is khaliq. Everything is creation, makhluk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone is malik. Everything is mamluk. Is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man by nature doesn't own anything. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause every creation to leave this world, the angel of death will take the life of every creation. Then Allah ta'ala will ask the angel of death, who is left? The angel of death say, oh Allah, you and I is left. So Allah ta'ala will say, oh angel of death, you also taste death. So the angel of death will be given death also. Then Allah ta'ala will make the statement, limanil mulkul yawm. Where the people were claiming to be kings, where the people were claiming to be owners of this and that. My dear brothers, Allah ta'ala is alone, he's malik, he owns everything. And Allah ta'ala alone is razik, he sustains. Like when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was given the command to go to give da'wah to Fir'aun, at that moment that the thought came into his mind that his wife was expecting, who is going to see the need of his family? Allah ta'ala straight away commanded, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, strike that rock with his asa, and he struck it the first time. And then he does, Allah ta'ala commanded, strike it the second time. And upon the third time, then he saw a worm, and he saw a leaf that was in the mouth of the worm. So Allah ta'ala showed him that I am Razak. I am the one who he sustains. And no one can sustain like me. Like Allah ta'ala sustained the nation, the people of Sabah for 309 years in the cave. No provision, nothing whatsoever. Allah ta'ala continues for his qudrat, saw to their needs and necessities in the cave for 309 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone controls time. Like in the cave, Allah ta'ala stopped time. But outside the cave, Allah ta'ala made time continues. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala does by his qudrat. He does as he wishes, how he wishes, when he wishes. Allah ta'ala doesn't take any consultation with anyone. Allah ta'ala decide kun, and he come into existence, my dear brothers. That is why, my dear brothers, we have to give this da'wat of la ilaha illallah. The more we will speak about la ilaha illallah, we will come out from the worship of the creation, and will be safe from the harm of the creation. Like Sahaba Ikram did for 9 and for 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah, the da'wat was la ilaha illallah. Total effort of negating, come out from the beliefs, where they saw harm was coming from. It was not coming from there, it was coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were taught this. It was the effort, Bilal radiallahu anhu was dragged on the streets of Makkah, upon being dragged, upon being stoned. And then he was told, renounce this kalima. And then he said, I will not leave this kalima for a moment, for the blink of an eye. He says, then why is Allah not helping you? He said, Allah ta'ala want to see whether Bilal is true in his testifying of la ilaha illallah. Whether Bilal is true in what he is saying, my dear brothers. So this kalima, la ilaha illallah, is so powerful. As long as this person is saying la ilaha illallah, Allah ta'ala is going to keep this whole world in existence, whatever it contains, my dear brothers. Allah ta'ala will make the sun rise and set. Allah ta'ala will bring the day and night. Until this last person leaves this world, Allah ta'ala will destroy this world. Allah has no value for this world and whatever it contains. Because there is no one to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a person like Sahaba Ikram made effort on Iman. And they made effort on Yaqeen. Allah ta'ala make everything of creation subservient to Sahaba. The animal became subservient to Sahaba when they went into the jungle. And the animal came, the lion of the king of the jungle came. And they say, we are the messengers of Allah subhanahu of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are the deputies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to call the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala made those animals subservient to Sahaba. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, when he was informed there was a lion blocking the pathway, at that moment of time he goes to the lion and he hits the lion on the nape, and then he said, the lion moves away, and he said, verily the Nabi of Allah has spoken the truth. He said, all things fear a person who fears Allah. And everything is a source of fear to him who fears other than Allah. Because in the heart of Sahaba, such an effort was made. It was not to fear any form of creation whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala made the things of creation subservient to Sahaba. Like this, when Sahaba were going in an expedition, and they came across a river, and the army of the Amir of the army, Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, after a short while, he takes the name and the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he goes across the river without the hooves of the horse getting wet. What was it, my dear brothers? It was because Sahaba Ikram were totally, total dependent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are totally yakin. Allah ta'ala even made the water subservient to Sahaba Ikram. Likewise, the fire that was coming to Madinah Munawwara, Sahaba Ikram gave da'wat of La ilaha illallah. When Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Oh Tamim, take this fire and this volcano and take it where it has come from." Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu would, humble as he was, as he goes and takes isharat with his hand and he says, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." And from where the volcano or the fire came, it was put to that place where it came from, my dear brothers. So what was it, my dear brothers? It was the effort of La ilaha illallah. Sahaba Ikram made effort on La ilaha illallah because they knew that this is the only criteria of success. What is the criteria of success? Allah Ta'ala says, a person who saves himself from the fire of Jahannam and enter into Jannah, this is the criteria of success. The only thing a person is going to take with him in the qabr is iman, his belief, his conviction of La ilaha illallah, and his amal is all his good deeds. The first question in the qabr is of Mar Rabbu, who is your Rabb? Who is your creator? Who is your sustainer? At that moment of time, what is in the heart? The ulama says the heart is a container of yaqeen. What you feed your heart, what you are seeing daily, what you are speaking daily, what thought you're perceiving daily, what are being spoken daily, these are the things that is going to enter the heart, my dear brothers. That is why at the time of death, what is in the heart, it will answer. When the question will be asked, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb, who is your creator, who is your sustainer, at that time what is in the heart, that will answer, my dear brothers. And this same kalima La ilaha illallah is, and his amal is saliyat, is going to help him in the akhirat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something to effect, a person will cross full sirat with the speed of lightning. Some will cross, some will walk, some will run, some will crawl, and Allah ta'ala save us, some will fall into the depth of Jahannam. That is why Abdullah ibn Rawah radiallahu anhu, one day his wife was in the lap of his wife. His head was in the lap of his wife and he started crying. And his wife asked, "Why are you crying?" She said that, "You are crying, I'm also crying." He says that, "Oh my wife, the thought has come into my mind. How am I going to cross the bridge of Jahannam? I don't know I will be able to cross it or not." Who is saying it? A sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, according to the strength of iman, how much he made effort on his iman, how much he brought yakin in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that extent, this kalima will make him cross the bridge of Jahannam like lightning. Some will make him run across the bridge of Jahannam. Some will walk, my dear, according to that level of iman. How much effort he made upon his iman, my dear brothers. And Allah ta'ala save us, a person made no effort on his iman, and no effort on his yaqeen, no effort on kalima la ilaha illallah. Allah ta'ala save us, he will fall into the depth of Jahannam. So, my dear brothers, the only thing a person is going to take with him is good action, is good deeds. Today we know the value of dollar, we know the value of car, we know the value of commodities. Today, my dear brothers, Allah ta'ala forgive us, we don't know the value of amal saliyat, the value of one subhanallah. When a person is in Jannat, and he get a beautiful fragrance, and he will inquire from the malaik, where is this beautiful fragrance coming from? He is told that it is coming from a Jannat above him. And then he asks that, what is the distance? What is that Jannat? How did he get that Jannat? And you will be told that he only said one more subhanallah. One more subhanallah he has said, his Jannat has become higher than you, my dear brothers. So the only thing a person will leave this world is his good action, his good deeds. So we should be, my dear brother, at moment of time, the only regret in Jannat is that moment of time a person never remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these good actions, my dear brothers, every atom of good a person will see, every atom of wrong, every atom of evil deed a person did in his life, he will see it. So my dear brothers, a person, Allah ta'ala has given him this short life to accumulate his good actions, to make effort to accumulate as good action as possible. And this is why, my dear brothers, ulama says, my dear brothers, we should look for the opportunity to look good deeds. We should look for the opportunity where we should make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we will recite the recitation of Quran. Do accumulate the amount of good deeds that will be our salvation in the akhirat. So my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world, in this short life of 50, 60 years, and each one of us, like Ali radiallahu anhu said, that from the time a person has come to this world, he's getting closer and closer to his destination. And the destination is his akhirat. And from the time he has come into this world, he's getting further and further away from that is away from his departure. He's getting closer, further away from this world. That is the place of departure. When one day he will be departing this world, but this world, my dear brothers. So my dear brothers, alhamdulillah, for this reason, we are gathered in the Shab Guzari for the same worry and concern. How can we make worry and concern for our iman? How we can make worry and concern for our akhirat? Make a worry and concern for our jannat. And likewise, as we are making worry and concern for our akhirat, for our jannat, for our iman, we have to have the worry and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his concern? What was his worry? What was his restlessness? His restlessness was humanity, insan, was not be safe from the fire of Jahannam and enter into Jannat, my dear brothers. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam daily had this worry that person must be given this dawat, the dawat of La ilaha illallah. A person dying with this kalima, he has become successful. Imagine a person dying without this kalima. Eternal unsuccess in the qabr and everlasting unsuccess in the akhirat. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told, oh my beloved uncle, say this kalima in my ears between you and I, so I may intercede for you. I will make shifaat for you on the day of Qiyamah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that hidayat was not in his hand, but that word, that cry and that concern that his uncle left this world without iman, my dear brothers. Left this world with kalima, and he become unsuccessful in the qabr, and his eternal unsuccess in the akhirat. So my dear brothers, this worry in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, a Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed, I saw a janaz of a Jew, and he was told that this is a janaz of a Jew, and Nabi saw some grief to overtook him, and Nabi sahaba said, oh Nabi, he's a Jew, why are you crying, grieving? Nabi saw some say, one more person has now gone to the fire of Jahannam. Because every person, a person in this world till Qiyamah, dies without iman, forever and ever will become unsuccessful, my dear brothers. For this, we see sahaba ikram had this worry and concern. Every sahabi, my dear brothers, they desired to strive in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They desired to make the kubur in different part of the world so that this kalima can be established. People may be safe from Jahannam, enter into Jannat. So for this, alhamdulillah, our Shab Ghazari has started and will continue after Maghrib Salat also. So brothers are requested also to make intention also, create an environment where, my dear brothers, environment where the talk will be taking place. And talk Isha, Hayat al-Sahab will take place after Isha also. So like this, brothers, I request you to take part in all the Ijtimai program right tomorrow morning, Fajr, where the talk will take place also. And we should give targhib to one another also. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, Muhammad, Ji, inshallah, we should try to complete our tasbihat also. These are Mubarak moments also, dua's accepted also.